From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May 23rd, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Bob Arianna is reporting in the Register Star that tests have detected a high level of the chemical compound 1,4-dioxane, a possible carcinogen, in a sample of groundwater from the Dewey LaFell Superfund site. The discovery prompted the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to halt the release of Tank 18 into the Valencia Kill. The test sample was taken from the tank following processing at the site's treatment plant this month and demonstrated a higher level of the compound 1,4-dioxane than previously treated samples. EPA officials are exploring the possibility of incorporating an additional filtration mechanism at the plant. In previous tests, levels of the compound have fluctuated between low and non-detectable levels, according to the results published by the EPA. The plant at the Superfund site was designed to treat the contaminated groundwater and liquid that seeps out from the landfill, called leche. In preparation for continuous discharge of treated water from the plant, the EPA has been regularly sampling results after the groundwater has been treated and before releasing it into the Valencia Kill. You can read that full story in today's Register Star. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting in the Times Union that five correction officers have been placed on administrative leave at the Green Correctional Facility in Coxsackie amid an internal investigation into allegations they encouraged and forced fights among the men incarcerated in the facility's high-security housing unit. The investigation is being handled by the Inspector General's Office for the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. The officers, including a sergeant, were placed on leave 2 weeks ago. A spokesperson for the state declined to comment on the specifics of the allegations or what prompted the investigation. A person briefed on the matter but not authorized to comment publicly said the officers were alleged to have encouraged the fights in a special housing unit known as S-200. It is unclear how many incidents took place or whether the alleged assaults in the special housing unit were reported. You can read that full story in today's Times Union. Finally, Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County is honoring and celebrating its emergency medical responders as part of National Emergency Medical Services Week. The slogan for this year's National Emergency Services Week is Dedicated for Life. The purpose of the celebration is to bring together local communities and medical personnel to publicize safety and to honor the dedication of those who provide day-to-day life-saving services on the medicine's front line, according to the American College of Emergency Physicians. Greene County has 11 EMS and 5 first response EMS agencies made up of approximately 110 individuals who together respond to more than 8,000 calls a year for pre-hospital treatment and transport. Greene County EMS providers were recognized for their service at the county's 4th annual EMS Appreciation Night on Friday, May the 16th. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. As for the weather, once again, the National Weather Service in Albany is issuing a hazardous weather outlook for northeastern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont for Friday, May the 23rd. Scattered thunderstorms are expected, especially Friday afternoon. Some storms could produce small hail. Locally heavy rainfall is possible, especially to the east of the Hudson River Valley, which may cause some minor flooding in low-lying, poor drainage, and urban areas. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers before noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between noon and 1 p.m., then more showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could possibly produce heavy rain. There will be cloudy with a high near 66 degrees. Friday night showers are likely, mainly before 9 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 50. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Forecast for the next 3 days. On Saturday, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 71. On Saturday night, scattered showers again and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 49. On Sunday, isolated showers, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. And for Monday, Memorial Day, mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:18 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 51 minutes. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, May the 23rd, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a safe holiday weekend.